Hey, how you doing tonight, George?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
Good. I thought you might find an interesting thing called a phenomenon that I witnessed in South Carolina in 1985. I saw it twice. It was called the Bingham Light. What the local legend is that there was a train wreck there. Bridge got washed out, and the signalman was out there trying to signal the train to stop. He was killed, and the train went off into the swamp, killing everybody aboard. Now, I was out there in the swamp. I happened to be in the Marine Corps with a guy who was from this area.
Okay.
And that's how I got introduced to this. And I'll be honest with you, at first I thought it was those country boys playing a joke on the city boy. But I went out there with them.
You thought they were going to set you up?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was just a total setup. So I went out there with them. And, you know, but they swore up and down, and everybody, you know, I was like, okay, let's go see it. So we went out there, and it's way out in the middle of the swamps. You got to go down all these little dirt trails, you know, dirt roads, drive way back in the swamp. And there is a track right through, and then there's this swamp where, I mean, it's no road. It's all swamp back there. So we're sitting there and, you know, we're just talking and everything for a while, waiting on it. It took about an hour or two. And you could hear all the normal nightlife in a swamp. I mean, you hear it had tree frogs, crickets, whatever. All of a sudden, the whole swamp went deathly quiet. I mean, not a sound.
It just stopped immediately.
Everything. Not a sound. There's not one bird, cricket, frog, nothing. It was dead quiet. And you look down the trail back into the swamp, and there was this white light. I mean, it wasn't just like a dull glow, George. It was a white light, pure white. And it started off, oh, I'd say maybe about 8 inches to a foot in diameter. And it grew to, I'd say from where we were at, it looked like it was about 5 to 6 foot.
Oh my gosh.
In diameter.
Did it seem to be coming at you?
No. They said that it has gone up and down the trail, but the night that I saw it, it did not. And the thing that struck me about it was that it was an absolute perfect circle. Okay, it wasn't fuzzy, it wasn't shimmering or anything like that. It was an absolute white, perfect circle. And they said that if you swear at it, or they, and of course these are, I was in the Marine Corps, and you know, these are country guys, so everybody had pistols and guns and stuff. But they said if you make any noise at it, or swear at it, or shoot a gun, that it would go red. And I didn't believe them. I had a .357 on my side, and I fired it into the water that was right next to it.
Yeah. All right. At least you didn't shoot in the air or at this light.
No. I'm responsible.
All right. Good.
But instantly, I mean, as soon as I fired that shot, it did not change shape, size, or anything else, but it instantly turned blood red.
Could you estimate how far away it was from you? Any idea?
You know, I'd have to say it was probably about 100 yards.
Okay, football field away.
Yes, sir. About that. And but it instantly turned blood red, and it sat there for a minute or two, and then it disappeared.
Like it just shut off?
Like it just didn't diminish, or any, it just was gone.
What did the boys say? What did they think it was?
Well, like I said, the local legend is that it's this train wreck. They say it's the light.
Is it the light from the train? Was it the conductor holding a lantern? What do you think?
Well, that's what my question was. Was it the signalman's light? But it couldn't have been the signalman's light. It was too big. So it had to be a train light. Now, they told me, and I don't know if this is true, that Duke University has a parapsychology unit.
They used to. I'm not sure they have it anymore.
Okay. They said that Duke University had done a 6-month study on it and came away with causes unknown.
I'm going to do a little internet search on this one. The Bingham Lights.
Yes, sir. B-I-N-G-H-A-M.
How do you know the boys weren't playing a game with you?
because how are they going to get all of the swamp creatures to go quiet, and as soon as the light disappears, they start back up?
True. And as responsible as you are with your firearm, I wouldn't want to play a game with a guy who's got a 357 Magnum attached to him.
Well, like I said, I'm responsible. I don't fire at anything like that.
Yeah, but you know what? If they play this game with somebody who isn't, who knows what would happen?
Well, that's very true. But the other thing was, is we had gone back there again, and I did see it again. But every time that you'd go back there, there would be different people back there. It was just a local thing where everybody goes back there and waits to see the Bingham light.
And it just pops up.
And it just comes up, yes.
I wonder, you know, they do say in swamps, sometimes you get these plasma balls. Remember the old theory, J. Allen Hynek, back in Michigan? And it haunted him until the day he dies. There were some real UFO cases out there, and he initially called them swamp gas that
right.
would ignite. I don't know, but if you say this was a perfect circle, and it really didn't seem to move, it just was there and then it was gone, that's strange.
It was very strange. In fact, the second time that we were going out, the second time that I saw it, this was kind of a weird coincidence that went along with it, is we were sitting at my buddy's house. He lived in the middle of a soybean field, okay?
He lived in the middle of a soybean field? I trust in a house, right?
His house,
okay.
Yes. Okay, nothing anywhere around.
Okay.
Well, we were talking about going out there that night, and a buddy of mine, he was over by the kitchen window there at the sink doing some dishes, and we were sitting looking at him, and my other friend said, when are we going out to see the Bingham light? As soon as he said Bingham light, the kitchen window shot up 2 foot.
No.
I swear to you.
There's a
dying breath. I thought that it...
Boy, I'm losing you. I did lose you. The minute you said Bingham light, we lost you. That's weird.